Welcome to Creepypasta Theater, a show where we explore the strange world of creepypasta. Join us as we hear tales best left untold, travel roads best left unexplored, and see sights best left unseen. Today's story, The Door to Limbo. Author, unknown. This story can be found on creepypasta.wikia.com and is protected by Creative Commons license. This is a story quite unexplainable that occurred to me some time ago. I somehow found myself in a place. I'll just call it limbo for simplicity. This place is somewhere beyond the normal world and the world of humanity's dreams. I think this world is somehow layered on top of both, which is really unbelievable. Anyways, here's my encounter, and hopefully my only encounter with this cursed world. It's 8:55 and raining furiously outside. The rain makes gentle pitter-patter sounds on the roof of my house. I decide to stay indoors for the time being since I don't want to get soaked. I look for board games to keep me busy, to pass the time, and head for the hall closet where I keep the games. Opening it, I find out that the board games I usually keep there are now missing, which was ludicrous. I know with certainty that I didn't move any of the games the last time I opened the closet. The closet appears to be completely empty, and I'm not too sure how to feel about that unusual circumstance. I close the door and decide to observe the rain. The sky quickly lights up with a lightning flash that's concerningly close to my house. I count the seconds in my head, waiting for the deafening, crashing sound of thunder. 1, 2, 3. By the time I've counted to 10 and think that maybe there isn't going to be any sound of thunder, a loud crashing sound coming from not only outside but everywhere jolts my senses alert like an electric shock. Time seemingly stops when the sound finally ceases as I hear obnoxious ringing in my ears from the aftermath of the intrusive sound. The world stands still as I hear absolutely nothing except the faint ringing. The white of the lightning had disappeared and the night sky was fading into an increasingly darker darkness, all the way until a single glittering star remained. I think perhaps I'm hallucinating in that everything was frozen simply because of how I stayed up late the previous night working on a lockpick I had in my pocket. I wait for a while. As I check my watch, it's 8:59 and nothing changes whatsoever. The world remains impossibly silent and still, the single star making me shudder slightly because it reminds me of how I was like the star in a house that was locked in by this odd darkness. After that moment, I don't recall entirely why, but a deep instinctual feeling tells me to check the now empty closet that used to hold board games. I also got this subtle feeling that there was maybe something in that closet I didn't wish to encounter. I headed to the closet and the door, and I noticed it changed entirely. I think I'm dreaming as the door I see before me is extremely out of place. The usual wooden door with the doorknob is gone. It's replaced by a pitch black door with tiny speckled white dots scattered across it that almost glowed similarly to stars in a galaxy that's not our own. I placed my hand on the frigidly cold doorknob, opened the strange door, and I met with the darkest black I have ever seen. It gives me chills as I gaze into its depths. I try to close the door, struck by a sudden fear of this consuming darkness, but the door's hinges are now helplessly stuck. I wasn't sure why, but something tells me that I need to get as far away from this door as quickly as possible. I try to leave, but every door in my house is now locked. The single lonesome star in the sky is now completely gone. I go back to the cursed door and try to close it again, but the darkness flows out of it like ink. Everything I see after is that blackest black anywhere. I must have gone unconscious for a while because when I awake, I see nothing. I blink, confused, and nothing changes. For a brief couple of seconds, I hear an excruciatingly loud sound that's a cross between static and an otherworldly hum. Seeing a speckle of light in the distance, I dash towards it and gaze into it. I briefly see a kid who's laughing and playing at a playground before the light fades into dark nothingness that I'm in. I try to talk, but for some reason, I can't. It's the oddest thing. My senses feel somewhat numb as I hear dark whispers echo ominously around me. I frantically look for an exit as I feel I am being watched by something. Finally, I see that I'm not alone. A stranger is in the distance wearing something a doctor would wear. She looks around, frightened, in the distance. I go over to her, waving. Her eyes light up for a brief second, and she has an extremely frightened expression. Dark hands that are hard to see due to the blackness of the landscape appear around her waist and start dragging her away as she screams, and distraught gestures are deathly silent. Her blue eyes lose the sheen that gives her life, and the creature attacking her consumes everything that she is. It disturbs me down to the deepest fiber of my being, witnessing such a horrifying sight. Nobody deserves to die like that, and I run from the place where the woman perished, not wishing to meet the same fate as I hear my footfalls echo across the strange surface of this world. I turn around briefly, and I see a figure darker than the world following me, and realize those footfalls I heard were not my own. I run faster, my breathing becoming more rapid as I search for a way out. It's so cold and isolating in this place. The creature keeps pursuing me, and then I have an idea that could save me. Pulling free the lockpick from my pocket that I designed, I run towards a flickering light and see a teenager being bullied at a school. Instead of just gazing, I run into the light, now in the dream somehow, and try jamming the lockpick into a classroom door close by, not expecting my idea to work. I figured if a door got me into this wretched place, another would get me out. I see the creature outside of the dream getting closer, its long, lethal claws and darker than black hole eyes gazing into my almost helpless soul. I try, with increasing fear, to get the door open, the door I'm trying to unlock, taking painfully many tries to open. I hear the teen who's in the dream screaming as the creature consumes him, a sound I wish I had never heard. With luck, the door is unlocked. Finally, I dash through it. Beyond the entrance, it is illuminated with bright daylight. Suddenly, I wake up with a start on my couch, out of breath, hearing a familiar pitter-patter. Looking over, I see my closet door ajar and Darkless looming behind its depths, sharp, jagged claws emerging from inside it. I slam it shut hastily, sighing in relief. Checking my pockets, the lockpick I used is now gone, and I laugh a little, feeling relieved. It's still raining normally, and everything seems to be back to normal. It was all just a nightmarish dream. I turn on the TV and decide to watch the news, and I find something very unnerving. A news reporter states she stands outside someone's house. A 15-year-old teen was found deceased in his bed during the middle of the night. At 9 p.m., his parents went to check on their son, and he was found dead in his sleep. The autopsy reports he is dead for unknown reasons. The police are now questioning night strollers nearby in an attempt to find any sort of evidence to track down possible suspects of this strange death. Also, around the same time, a female doctor was reported missing. Nurses that worked at the same hospital as she did said she went outside only to never return. Nobody reportedly saw her leave the hospital, and of course her parents are very worried. It is believed that a single culprit is behind both events. The news reporter advises the viewers to contact their local police if they have any evidence that would be helpful. Pictures on the TV show up. Two recognizable faces of the victims I saw earlier when I was in that horrid world. It wasn't just a dream after all. And I was responsible for both of these people's deaths. I knew what the teen had dreamed of right before he died, and if I was a little faster, I maybe could have saved the doctor along with the teen, too. I vow never to go back to such a twisted place, and if I do by mistake, never come back. It's because I've surrendered my old life away and am now trying to save innocent people from those dark, demon-like monsters. You have been listening to a presentation of Point of Insanity Game Studio. Visit us on the web at poigamestudio.com. Follow us on Twitter at poigamestudio. Look us up on Facebook and email us at poigamestudio@gmail.com.